Good morning. So let us step into the presence of God and pray. God, we kindly ask you to be here in our midst, and that you take the full appearance, and that we can really enjoy your appearance here. And we want to step into your word, we want to step into your knowledge, we want to step into what you have prepared for today. Amen. So yesterday, when I thought about this word, I also read the verse of the day. Maybe you know it, verse of the day. You get it from many apps every day, the second one or two verses from the Bible where you can have some interactions with the Bible and the Word of God. And it really encouraged me again that this word that I have prepared for today is for us all. So I want to start first with John 14:27, and that was the verse of the day from yesterday. And there it says, "I leave my peace with you. I give my peace to you. I do not give it to you as the world does. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." So Jesus is talking here about peace. And my word for today is, I would say, is a completely opposite. It's about sorrows and worries. So you have on the one side peace. What Jesus mentioning here is, I give you peace. And on the other side, you may have many worries in your life. You may have many sorrows that you are interfering with. And I really think it's the complete opposite. So if there are sorrows, there is often no peace. And that's what's afraid for me today, that we want to talk about not having sorrows anymore. So don't worry, as someone else mentioned. So why is it very important to have knowledge about this? I think every one of us, we are in contact with many troubles. We have so many things that we are to overcome, I would say. And it could be that we are stepping into situations where we just cannot handle these things anymore. So it's an uncontrolled situation maybe. But in the kingdom of God, I think there's nothing uncontrolled. Everything is under the will and control of God and the Holy Spirit. So if you fear that sorrows and worries, maybe anxieties, whatever it is, if they are overtaking a place where you feel uncontrolled, steered from something else, steered not by the peace of Jesus Christ, then we have to step out and get under the control of Jesus Christ again. So this is a word of encouragement for you and for me. And I really think it's so great for this time, because when I talk with people, maybe at work, wherever it is, I really fear that many people are living with constant sorrows and worries. They are living with constant sorrows and worries. And we, as a body of Christ, we shouldn't do so. Even if we feel worries and sorrows, we shouldn't live under the constant power of them. So always get back to the will of God. And that is the peace. What I said, Jesus Christ, he gave us a peace. And it was something that he left us to live in. Now I want to step into my verse that I have prepared for today. It's in in the Psalm 94, the verse 18 and 19. That really catched me up. So when I thought about this word some weeks ago, this verse really catched me up. It says there in 18, "I said, my foot is slipping." So it's David who says it. "But Lord, your faithful love kept me from falling." And 19, "I was very worried, but your comfort brought me joy." So David, he was very, very challenging the sorrows in his life. So many worries in his life. Two big things, even for him as a king, or maybe because he was the king, too many big things. And we all know David, he had a real tough life with many ups and downs. And some of them were very heavy, but he was a man after the heart of God. So even that man says, I was very worried. But what did he do so in that case? What strengthened David up? He says, your comfort, God's comfort, brought me joy. And that's what I want to talk about with you and me this morning, that we step back into the comfort of God that brings us joy. Why? So sometimes we take sorrows, anxieties, the worries, we take them and we have our own strategies to overcome. So what could be the strategies to overcome sorrows? Maybe in a bit more negative way. So don't take me too serious. Sometimes we just think, okay, there's something tough coming and I have to, it's getting, I would say, in me, internal fears, internal whatever. And then I just calm down and then I take a deep breath. So I take like strategies to overcome sorrows with just breathing. And we know it's a very self perspective strategy to overcome sorrows, because it's just thinking, okay, I just take a rest, I take a deep breath, and from the inside of me, it maybe calm me down. But is it really taking you and me to a solution for your sorrow, that strategy? Or maybe we all know positive thinking. We could just think, okay, that's maybe tough, that sorrow is tough, but I really think that I can handle it. I just try it from the positive perspective. And then it's also a very self-orientated strategy to overcome sorrows. Or just procrastination. Oh, maybe I think about it tomorrow. And tomorrow it's coming again, and it may be feeling more and more punishing you, blaming you, pushing you, even more anxieties in your heart, because you just get rid of your way of your problem for not having it in presence of you. But of course it's still there, so it doesn't really help you to just push it away, procrastinate it to another day, to another situation, and then having it back again even with more strength. Or you're getting hardened, you're really hard, because you say, okay, so many sorrows, I have to be very tough, I have to be very strict, nothing can hurt me again. And then you maybe get, you close your heart, you close your spiritual body, you close it, and nothing can have an interaction to you. Maybe something, some good words from a brother or sister, from the word of God, from the Holy Spirit. You get really hard because you have so many things on your shoulders, heavy things that you have to handle. So all what I mentioned is self-orientated, or maybe not leading to a really good situation. Of course, it could have an impact. Just calm down, get to rest. But if you just take it from your own strengths, it will not help you to overcome sorrows. But we want to overcome sorrows. Didn't we? Yes, we want to. So your comfort brought me joy, David says. Wow. So let's come to the comfort of joy, to the comfort of God. So not being self-orientated, God's presence is always focused on the presence of God. So I think really the one of the best things if you're facing sorrows and worries is to come to the rest of God again, what I mentioned in the beginning. Jesus has left us peace. So remind yourself, remind your spirit, remind your body constantly that the presence of God, that His what He has prepared for you, it is still real. So remind yourself of things that you have faced in your life where you overcome the sorrows with the power of God, with the power of prayer, where you come to rest and you just pray. It mustn't be that you get on your knees always, but it's very helpful to do so. It could be just that you take your rest and you stop in the middle of the sorrows and just say, okay, this is too heavy for me and I don't know the way out. the sorrows, the worries, they are so strong and they're causing in me anxieties that they are so powerful, I can't handle them. I just stop and I say, oh God, what you have prepared for David, the comfort is also present for me, and you have prepared the peace for me. And I really know that I can live in it and I want to live in it. And now stop. So just praying. Praying is always a good option, you know. But also the Word of God. Remind yourself, if you read the Word of God, what God will do with your mind, with your thoughts, when you read it. There are so many, I would say, powerful psalms and verses in the Bible where we can see how people who have fearing, who are fearing worries, they overcome it with the power of God. And even talking to brothers and sisters, to someone who's praying with you, someone who's encouraging you in that situation, giving a new perspective from the catching sorrow perspective to the releasing perspective of Jesus Christ and the Holy God's freedom. Because sorrows, they are very, very bad, I would say, bad roommates. You don't want to have them in your house. Sorrows are bad roommates. Remind this. They always want to stand in the first line. They always want to have the main perspective, and they are always standing there and say, here, I'm back again, talk to me, here I am, I want to have your full perspective on me. So don't have roommates like sorrows in your house. Really be focused on that. It's not the will of God. Why do I say it? We can step to Matthew 6, and there it says in the verse 32-34, it's Jesus. It's a powerful word from Jesus. He's talking about sorrows. People who are ungodly run after all those things. So there he taught about sorrows from like normal life, having food and stuff like this. Your Father who is in heaven knows what you need. He knows that you need them, it says. So really, Jesus says, God knows about our sorrows, what we need. Well, as a perspective, God knows what we need, and we are maybe taking this into sorrows, but God still knows what we need. He knows it. And then in the next verse, put God's kingdom first. Do what he wants you to do. Then all those things will also be given to you. So don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Don't worry. It's the word of Jesus. Isn't it powerful? So many say, don't worry. Don't worry. And Jesus told us, don't worry. God knows what we need. Always come back to this perspective. If these bad roommates come back again and say, I need your attention, then they say, okay, let's go to the attention of God. He knows that I don't have to worry because he knows what I need. Step back what God has prepared for you. So with God, there is a perspective that we don't live under sorrows. That's a perspective of God. It's not the perspective that we will not fear troubles. As the Bible says, we might will fear many persecution or also anxieties because of external pressure or someone hurting or pushing us back because of the believing or in Jesus Christ. But the Bible is very strict in it. It says no sorrows, no worries in our life. Even if we are facing troubles, no sorrows, no worries. And that's how we can handle it. Get back to the wellspring of God. Get back to the presence and comfort of God. So that's what I wanted to share with us in this morning. Maybe change your perspectives and strategies how you handle sorrows. Think again, is this self-orientated? Is this my own power, my own strengths? And get to the comfort of God. So to all the very sources that God gave us to have no sorrows and also reigning and kingdom of sorrows in our life. Amen. I really thank you, Jesus, that your word is so powerful in that you don't want to have us any sorrows in our life. So you want to remind us again, and that's what I want to pray in your holy name for everyone who listens to this word again in this morning. We have been reminded so often, no sorrows in our life, but we want to be encouraged today again by you, by your Holy Spirit. Please help us to get out of these fear situations, of these anxieties that hurting so many people and taking them beside your will. But we step into that power again, not because of our own strengths, because you invited us to come to your comfort joy, to your comfort and peace. And that's what you have prepared for us, Jesus Christ. And we take it, it's for us, it's for this day. Amen.